The cherubim appearance here, it is a strange one. It's a strange appearance. They have four faces. How can you see? Imagine in the dream, you see a cherubim coming with four faces. Eh? Someone come with four faces, quatre faces. Comment tu vas faire? They have the face of a lion. They have the face of a human. They have the face of oxen. They have the face of eagles. We are going now to explain this prophetically, then we'll end the service. What does it mean prophetically? The prophetic faces of a cherubim explain who they are that we are supposed to be like. Ox, in plural, oxen. The face of ox, the face of oxen. Number one, that is where we are. The face of ox or oxen is represent here, is to represent the believer of Yahweh. The believer of Yahweh. The sacrifice for others. Because ox, what they do, they suffer. You see, in the village, they use ox to pull chariot. Isn't it, brother Joel? The ox, they are there. In the village, the farmer, they use oxen to pull the charrow and also to laborate the ground. Those things, laborating the ground. It is the oxen that are pulling it and is turning, is to laborate the ground. See how they do their job to produce good things, the sacrifice for others. So ox in the dream, it is a good symbol. It depends on the way you have seen it. The sacrifice of others. So you can see the cherubim, they are there working for others. And God wants you and I to do the same thing, working for us, others. See, we are here. How much money we spend every Sunday to present Sunday service? Do you see? Working for others. And the people, they are relaxing, following the service. Enjoying. But how much money did we spend to present this service? The role of the oxen. So the cherubim, they have four faces. We are talking prophetically about this face called the face of ox, the face of oxen. It means that you and I, we are believers. As believers of Yahweh, we need to live the life of sacrifice. And the sacrifice for ourselves, the sacrifice for others. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 4 is explaining it. You can take note, please. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 4. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 18. The sacrifice of others. God is talking about the role of ox that you and I we need to be. Jesus Christ came to suffer on the cross of Calvary. See the pain he went through for you and I. Another face of the cherubim is the face of eagle. The face of eagle. What does it mean prophetically? The face of eagle means that you and I, we are believers of Christ. The cherubim, they are believers of Christ. Eagle is the type of the bride of Christ. Eagle is the type of the bride of Christ. Eagle is the type of the bride of Christ. Eagle has a vision. He sees far. He goes higher. He sees far. He goes higher. He sees far. And when he goes higher, he sees far. Even he sees what's happening on the ground. You can see the enemies. You can see what people are doing. That is what they're busy doing against me. That is what they're busy plotting against me. This is for eagle to see it. Eagle must go higher. Eagle, they have a vision. They have a strength. They have a courage. They have a divine power. You can understand here, the eagle, they have a greatness. The eagle, they have a greatness. You can see eagle in the bush. He lives like, He controls everything. Why? Because he sees everywhere. He sees everywhere. He goes higher to see everywhere. And he can go where he wants to go and to pick up a food that he wants to eat. Power. You and I, we are like an eagle. And by the grace of God, we fly like an eagle. Eagle is a type of Christ. Psalm chapter 103, verse 5, you can take note. Another face, the face of a lion. The face of a lion. The cherubim, they have the face of a lion. You can see, this is just showing the representation of God's power in you and I. Meaning that God wants you and I to be like an ox. God wants you and I to be like an eagle. God wants you and I to be like a lion. God wants you and I to be like a human at the same time. So the cherubim, they are like that. They are like a human. They are like a lion. They are like an eagle. They are like an ox. That is what you and I, we are supposed to be. The face of lion, my brother, my sister, is to represent also Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, in the book of Isaiah chapter 31, verse 4, we understand that Jesus Christ is the lion. Is the lion of the tribe of Judah. What is the role of the lion? God wants you and I to be also like a lion. Because our Jesus, he's a lion of the tribe of Judah. When he takes the garment of a lion, he's now a judge. He's now a judge. He's the ruler. Because the lion rules. Jesus Christ rules. He punishes, he corrects, he rebukes like a lion. When he takes the garment of a lamb, he's like that, he forgives. I forgive you, huh? Don't worry, come, you are my child, come. He's a lamb, the lamb upon the cross. But when he's a lion, when he takes the garment of a lion, pay attention. You and I, you have to pay attention. That is where Jesus Christ is going to kill. He will destroy. He's going to rebuke. He will scatter. He's now a judge. He's a judge. So the cherubim, they have the power to rebuke. The power to destroy. I believe you are following me. Huh? Jesus Christ of Nazareth is the lion. Now let us see the last face, the face of a human. The face of a human. The face of a lion, we understand that God here is operating in the form of, I call it, in a human form. God is operating in a human form, meaning that he is down on the earth and to perform judgment. Now, we understand here the face of a human, the face of a human. The last one here, we see the human face. The human face of cherubim. The human face of cherubim is represent here the connection of God's creation on earth. Connection of God's with God's creation on earth. The connection with God's creation on earth. What God has created on earth for you and I to get it, to enjoy it, you and I, we need the human body. What God has created on earth, you and I, to enjoy it, we need the human body. If you and I will die today, I'm telling the truth, you will not be able to touch even your wife. You will not be able even to touch your husband. Brother John, do you understand? You will only see. You see your wife, but you can't touch. You see your husband, but you can't touch your husband. You are dead. Because you need the body, the human form, to connect with what God has created on earth. So the angel of God, the cherubim, they have a connectivity with what God has created on earth, including you, including me. They connect. The human form gives them the ability to connect on earth. To connect on earth. The human form. We need the human form to connect. To connect with whatever God has prepared on earth. If today you die, I die, I will not be able to touch even whatever I have left on earth. I will only look at it. When I do this, when I touch my hand like this, it goes. Eh? It goes. I don't touch it, it goes. When I want to touch my wife, it goes. When I want to touch my husband, it goes. I can't touch because I need this body to connect with what God has created on earth. The cherubim, to connect with whatever God has created on earth, they need the human ability. You understand that God has made us the spouse, the bride. We are on earth. We enjoy with what God has created. We enjoy with what God has created on earth. Why? Because we have the body. We have the body. That is what we enjoy. That's why people, you and I, don't want to die. Because we want this body to continue to exist so that we're going to enjoy with the beauty of the earth. But when this body dies, finish, we can't enjoy. We're going to only look at it, but we will not have the power to touch it. You can see I have explained prophetically the four faces of the cherubim. It's a prophetic presentation. A prophetic presentation that as Ezekiel the prophet has done. That the angel cherubim has four faces. You can see the characteristic of the angel, who he is. And that is you and I, we are. God wants you and I to be humble, to accept the sacrifice for others. God wants you and I to have a vision. Everyone has a vision. Everyone has a mission that God has given him. The eagle has also the vision. God wants you and I to have courage, strength, to be determined. That is the type of the face of eagle. God wants you and I to have the authority, to have the authority, the power, the decision to change rules, the bad, evil rules in our community, in our society. We need to do it in the name of Jesus Christ. That is the face of a lion. That is the face of a lion. The face of a lion will give us the ability not to quench the Holy Ghost. When you see a person is misbehaving and God says to you, tell him the truth. You need the face of a lion to tell the truth to that person. Papa Jeremy, do you understand? You need the face of a lion to have the courage to speak the truth to the person. The face of the lion, you will give it the courage. It's another representation in your spiritual life. The courage to change things. The courage to change evil rules. You need the characteristic of a lion. The spirit of a lion. The spirit of lion is Jesus Christ of Nazareth in the form of the lion of the tribe of Judah, the judge. God wants you and I to understand that if we are enjoying with the things that he has created, because we have this body gives us the ability to connect with whatever God has prepared for us on earth. It is important that we live a holy life. A holy life that will control our body. Not our body to control our spiritual life. Let us stand up, my brother, my sister. I have finished my message. I believe you have understood something new that has boosted your heart in the spirit and to change, to ameliorate, to increase your desire for God, the desire to ask the gift, the grace, the power, the discernment of the spirit. Let what God has given to the cherubim be with us. The spiritual representation of those things, we do need them. Begin to pray, my brother, my sister. Pray. Thank the Lord Jesus for us for today's service. Begin to pray. Thank Him for His word. Pray for the Lord Jesus Christ to give you the grace. The grace to be, to live a life of sacrifice for others. Pray for God to give you the grace to live the life of eagle in the spirit. Eagle in the spirit. To have a vision. To have the courage, the divine power, the spirit of greatness. No matter the situation, feel great. No matter the situation, feel great. Ask God, begin to pray. Pray for God to give you the spirit of lion. The spirit of lion, like Jesus Christ, the lion of the tribe of Judah. The courage to speak the truth. The courage to correct. The courage to rebuke. Ask God. Ask God. Give you such grace. Pray. 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 Ask God to give you the grace to dominate your fleshly desire. Ask God to give you the grace to dominate your fleshly desire. You have a body. You have a body to enjoy with the things that God has created on earth. You have a body. I have the body, but let my spirit dominate my body so that I will know what to do with the things that God has given me. Pray. Lord Jesus Christ, I surrender myself to you. I surrender myself to you. Send your angel. Send your angels to be with me every day. To protect me. To protect me. To protect me. Send your angels. I surrender myself to you, Lord Jesus. 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 Send your angels. Send your angels. Instruct your angels for my life. Instruct your angels for my family. Instruct your angel for this ministry. Instruct your angel for my marriage. Instruct your angels for my brother-in-law, for my family. Instruct your angels for the partners of this ministry, for the member of Christ. Instruct your angels. Instruct your angel, my father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Begin to say thank you, Jesus Christ. Say thank you, Jesus Christ. Say thank you, Jesus Christ. For your love, your care, your protection. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Thank Thank you for your angels. Thank you for your angels. Thank you, your angels. Thank you for your angels by my side. In the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let us applaud for the Holy Ghost. Applaud, applaud, applaud for the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let us have a seat, please.
Go check out Healing Sermons and Prayer House with Pastor Daniel Watson. Available today on Podbean and more. Go to podbean.com and search Healing Sermons and Prayer House. Offering live healing services on this radio channel. This offer is for a maximum of 5 family members that can enter the online healing studio to pray for the sick. Check out the website for more information, themosthighgod.org, and tune into the podcast. You can also find it on Spotify, Amazon Music, YouTube as well. Search Healing Sermons with Pastor Evangelist Daniel Watson, the founder of the Trinity of the Most High God. That's DanielOuakson. Many episodes up for you to listen to already. Make sure you subscribe to be notified of future releases. And you can also connect and stay tuned on Facebook at The Perfect Healer, on Twitter at Daniel Marketeur, or just download the Podbean app and stream directly from there. That's Healing Sermons and Prayer House with Pastor Daniel Watson. Go listen, download, and subscribe today.